A conference focused on medical care for people with disabilities is in Rochester this weekend. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg spoke with some of the people who are making it happen.
There's a wide range of topics under discussion at the American Academy of Developmental Medicine and Dentistry's annual conference. There's a session on dementia in people with disabilities, a presentation on colonoscopies for adults who have intellectual disabilities, one on difficulties in access to dental care for people with disabilities, but a good number also focus on successes in the field. Adrian Griffin is coming in from Maryland to talk about a growing drive to train doctors and nurses to work with people with disabilities.
It's changing the medical system in our country to include developmental disability so that they're weaving in opportunities to include people with disabilities, their family members, and other professional experts. So we'll be talking about those types of hands-on opportunities.
And Malik Trivedi will be talking about how telemedicine can prevent people with disabilities from ending up in the emergency room. He says primary care doctors often don't feel like they can address the needs of patients with disabilities, so they end up sending them to the ER, even for conditions that are not emergencies.
We saw the need for a service that really would prevent that ER visit because we found many times it really wasn't necessary.
The conference emphasizes including people with disabilities in medicine, both as patients and as medical professionals. Stephen Salkis says that inclusion also has benefits for people who don't have disabilities. Salkis is a professor at Golisano Children's Hospital, and he's also the president of the organization hosting the conference.
When we design things that work for people with developmental disabilities, we actually are making them work better for everybody.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.